This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The person who asked this question saying that he's often hear a lot of Muslims saying Jesus in the middle of their conversation, the same way non-Muslim would say when they are surprised by something. So Jesus or Gee, what's the ruling of this? Is this considered swearing by other than Allah? Is this a shirk or is allowed? What is the ruling in regard to this? Alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam ala Rasulillah. Saying in the middle of conversation because you're surprised or Jesus or Jesus Christ or anything of these words is something that the Muslim should avoid. Not because necessarily it's a swearing by other than Allah, because this is very similar to what's the people in the early time of Islam, they used to say, La'amrullah or wa'abih. It sounds like maybe a swearing by or making an oath by other than Allah, but it's not. It's an expression. You know, of, oh my God, or like, wow, you know, it's just an expression. It doesn't really mean literally, I pray to Jesus or Jesus help me. Usually when people say that in Western culture, or at least in the American culture here, it doesn't really mean that you praying to Jesus. It just, you know, it's a surprise. But this part of the culture of non-Muslims, which is influenced by their belief in Jesus. So it has a religious connotation and root to it. And I don't think we need to go to the route of saying it is praying to other than Allah, swearing by other than Allah, or making an oath with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, to say you should not do it. We should not do it because we're Muslims. We should not be doing that. We should not be imitating, especially when it comes to issues that has to do with religion to people of other faith. We, alhamdulillah, our faith and our deen teach us to say subhanallah or la ilaha illallah or alhamdulillah or masha'allah or allahu akbar or things of that words. I think we should not say that. I don't believe it's allowed to say that, because also if we say that, generations can come later on and think that that means maybe the culture now doesn't mean praying or swearing by Jesus, but next generation might think that way. So what we call this himayat janab al-tawheed, we should protect the tawheed, and we should close the door that can lead to the shirk or any form of shirk in the future by closing that door. We don't pray because Jesus is known to be someone that they pray to as God. And we should close that door so children or young generation come later on don't think of Jesus as someone that you pray to or you mention his names over things as we do when we make an oath by mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakallah khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.